contrast in their styles. The speedy Ray Robinson up on his toes. The dancing master. LaMotta the brawler moves in right-footed most of the time. Now we...
again. So, them tell we say Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world. Well, most people know I say not go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide, say, him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sail upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what them give it. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across us all and really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And when them tell you, say, the Arawaks or the Tainos were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus come here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it, Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India, he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he go to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, to get the ship them, for venture. And he get three ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far out in the sea, you'd fall off. Because you have some people that know what talk about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them foolish things. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought, that the further you go to the horizon, it's far, you're going to file off, you're going to see some beasts and all these things. Well, Christopher said he want to take the chance. Because he said he can't travel west to go east, not knowing that what goes around come around. And it's really India and the adventure out to go, but he must travel in the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and take out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promise them land if they would go with him. Well, if you promise me gold and free freedom from the jail, me take the chance. So a whole heap of people take the chance and go with him on the tree ship them. But what them don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on these ships was Moors, because them know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago. Long time, them developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out, and somehow him lose point, him lose direction, and him end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling this story is not the Columbus voyage we are telling about. It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing named the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decides that anybody that is not with the papacy, with Pope, is heretics. So they should be burned to death, crucified or hanged. So there was an actual spy thing a going on for anybody where them feel say was part of this conspiracy against Christendom, because Europe It's just that idea them call it Europe, the name Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews, because the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So these inquisitions was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we call them. So in 1492, them start this inquisition. The inquisition is people, is a system where them call the inquisitors. You know, you don't say you're inquisitive. You're inquisitive means they set people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, you know, so the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. Them pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, I'm going to say, yes, see there? He's not a part of the paper. Say, you're not, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he would inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective would be put to death by the authorities that call themselves the inquisitors or the inquisition set up there to deal with these situations. So what they wanted to do was to run out all the Africans out of Spain. And then the Inquisition continued further into Europe. So you have other inquisitors and Inquisition develop to the point where now there was a lot of burning of people. Imagine that. They were burning people at the stake because they found out that you was not part of the Roman Catholic Empire. And not only that, we went in Holland. There is a torture museum. And if you see the torture, the things that them usually do. And the weirdest thing about it, you know, is that them do this. They ask you if you are with the Pope. And them torture you to the point where you have to say you is with the Pope. And then them kill you. Because them say them don't have to torture you too much for you say it. The Inquisitors, the Inquisition, and why you remember that? The Inquisition, a time in Europe when African people was hunted because of their religious perspective. And up to this day, we see that taking place, not at Panda level there, but we see the church, the Roman Catholic Church, even in Canada the other day, they found 200 odd graves of young children who were supposed to be culturally brainwashed into believing in Jesus Christ to give up their indigenous culture. That is what they took the children them away for. They took them away from the nation and put them in some places where they could brainwash the people them into their religious perspective. And now we find that it is coming out more and more and more and more. And they will keep finding these things because this is something that Europe has continuously done. Make you feel say, what they are doing is the right and proper thing. And hide the atrocities that they do, not only to other people, but to themselves. Because World War I and World War II was fought not as a world war, you know, as Europe, as the tribes of Europe fighting against the tribes of Europe. It was nothing else. We're never involved in a world war. Just like how them said the World Series. It's only America involved in the World Series. Nobody else not in there. I'm pretty sure presumptuous them is. Them farm a game named the World Series, and it's only America involved in it. Out. Yeah, this is Muta Baruka. I want to introduce you to a different style of programming from the media. We call it RasInternet.today. I want you to log on to it because you'll be pleasantly surprised. RasInternet.today provides you with all different perspectives, knowledge, psychology, philosophy, history, social things, religion, things. So we want you to tune into it. Ras, RasInternet.today. Irie.
Well, let me hear you say mountain.
Maybe I've changed my mind. Oh, Come on, help me shout this name, yeah. tribulations. We know we sure ain't giving up. With your Almighty as our leader, there ain't no battle we can't win. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name.
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Bye. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today. Song that I sing, I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what the morrow shall bring? Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll
I can't be contented with yesterday's glory. I can't live on promises winter to spring.
The New Christy Minstrels, and today on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and we started this program off with Barry Lippman and Sunny Girl. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to the 313th, I think I have that all counted right. I could be wrong, I think I'm off somewhere, but I may be wrong about that. But anyhow, the 313th program, which is the last program of the fifth season of SRE. Next Friday, we will start a new season, and it will be the sixth season there. So, in fact, it starts on the same day of the month that it started back in 2016. So there you go. Anyhow, here are some holidays you could have been celebrating but didn't know you should. May 20th is the third Friday of the month this year, which means you should be celebrating National Bike to Work Day and National Endangered Species Day. It's also Be a Millionaire Day and Pick Strawberries Day. I think around here it's a little early to pick strawberries, maybe by a couple of weeks, but I'm not sure. May 21st sees us celebrating Armed Forces Day, National Memo Day, and National Waiters and Waitresses Day. Tip them well that day, would you please? Let's give them what they deserve. May 22nd is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. I suggest maybe a maraca or something like that. And it's also National Maritime Day. May 23rd is Lucky Penny and World Turtle Day. Not necessarily all in one. They're two separate holidays, but it's the same day. May 24th is International Tiara Day. I know a lot of people who would take us up on that. May 25th is World Otter Day, celebrated on the last Wednesday in May every year. And May 26th is Sally Ride Day, celebrating the birthday of the first woman in space who would have been 71. On May 26th this year, we lost her about 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, hard to believe that it's been, almost 40 years since she took that flight into space, right? And we can say that she was flying high then. Here's the Baja Marimba Band on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Ba-da-ba, 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 ba-da-ba. If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing Still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live with somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Still I look to find a reason to believe. Still I look to find a reason to believe.
Bright, easy, happy music is on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Thank you.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Paul Marriott, and After the Love is Gone, from originally from Earth, Wind, and Fire, if I'm not mistaken. Mason Williams before that, and Reason to Believe. Arthur Greenslade did Here Comes That Rainy Day Feeling Again. Lex de Azevedo and Wouldn't It Be Nice. Floyd Kramer in there with the theme from Dallas, and the Baja Marimba Band and Flying High. I'm Eric O'Brien, and datelined Tolland, Connecticut. In a situation of what are the odds, State Trooper Lucas Lippert was recently called to Interstate 84 to assist with a flat tire. Now, Trooper Lippert is originally from Poland, and while that would normally not be relevant to the story, it was when he pulled up to the car to help, the driver who greeted him was none other than former president of Poland, Lech Walesa. Walesa, of course, was elected president in 1990 and the first freely elected president in decades. Trooper Lippert was sure that his fellow officers were playing a joke on him, and until he got there and realized it was the former president. And the two got to talk for a little while and even took pictures together. Walesa now is now 78 years old, and he was in Connecticut helping to promote a program where they are sending aid to Ukrainian refugees, now calling Poland home. So there you that's amazing. The president gets his own flat tire. The trooper is from Poland, and they meet together on a highway in a. Well, that's something. Okay, anyhow. Meanwhile, in Sebring, Florida, just south of Orlando, ahead of a rainstorm, Rod Murphy went out to turn off his sprinkler system. And as he was heading back inside, it seemed out of nowhere, lightning struck a small tree in the neighbor's yard, and large hot chunks of earth flew up into the air. Murphy told reporters that one of two things happens when lightning strikes. You either die or you get knocked out, and he was sure he was a goner. Well, he had quite a distance between him and the lightning strike, at least. His wife was still in bed at the time, and she was sure a bomb had exploded. The Murphy's doorbell caught the strike, which barely missed the neighbor's house. Meteorologists say lightning can strike 15 minutes away from an actual thunderstorm, or 15 miles away, rather, from an actual thunderstorm, and just appear like it's lightning out of nowhere. Of course, it does question your sanity at that point, doesn't it? Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano, and How Deep Is Your Love? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm CJ Malm, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
The circle of love.
The Captain and Tennille on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy and Circles. That was actually written by Tony Tennille back in the day. One of the many songs that she wrote for Daryl Dragon, who was her husband until they divorced a few years back. He has since passed away, but one of the songs she wrote to say, you know, I love you, and he didn't quite pick up on that, as I understand it. So that's the way that worked. And loved kept them together until they divorced. And before that, Sven Lebeck, The Closer I Get to You, and Ronnie Aldridge did How Deep Is Your Love. Here's Frank Chaxfield, Here It Comes Again, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.